Okay, we are standing in front of the pool table at Ronnie Dunn's barn right now with Mike Rogers.
The Mike Rogers?
Yes. The Mike Rogers.
So how does it feel to be standing here in front of all these pictures and photos of Ronnie Dunn, whom you discovered?
It's discovered. Whatever. I can tell you, though, that he's missing one CD in this room.
What's that?
The Boot Scoot Boogie. I have the first one at my pool hall.
Well, I was just in the bathroom, and there's a...
Here we go.
And there was another picture of Mike Rogers.
There's a picture of you and Ronnie Dunn. No, but there's a contract in there of... Were you involved in that from Kane's Ballroom?
Larry Schaefer and Ronnie Dunn.
That's Will Payne stepping in here now.
No, that was Will... After my time, wasn't it, Will?
No, it was before your time.
Before my time.
What do you think? I mean, look at this, Will. Here we are.
It was Ronnie Dunn and what?
And the Rockin' Rodeo.
And the Rockin' Rodeo.
But I mean,
well before my time.
We are standing in front of a pool table and with all these plaques of vintage Brooks and Dunn and Reba duets. Look at this.
Man, it's unbelievable.
Well, they're all nice, but they're not near as worth as the first copy of the Boot Scootin' Boogie, which I have on my pool hall.
And available online at eBay.
Yes.
Look for Mike Rogers.
So, we continue live coverage here from the Country Radio Seminar and Ronnie Dunn's, really, I guess we could call this the debut album release party that
we've had
tonight.
Folks, you have got to get ready for this album. This album is so, I mean, it is going to turn country on its heads. Don't you think so, Jason?
Oh, I think so, too.
This album, I mean, I've been waiting for this to do.
And you've known Ronnie from the early days.
Well, yeah, since 5 years ago. When we were both kids.
Make it 25 years ago. Huh?
But hey, when this album hits the streets, go buy it. Okay?
Right.
Go buy it.
All right, live from Ronnie Dunn's barn here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're Hot Country, 93.7 FM.